Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and it shall be created. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation to the same Christ our Lord. Lady Guadalupe, St. Joseph, St. Ignatius, all God's angels and saints. Okay. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess, Almighty God, and to my brothers and sisters that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, my words, what I have done, what I failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there's no food or water? We're disgusted with this wretched food. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people, so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole. Whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole. And whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. O Lord, hear my prayer. Let my cry come to you. The nations shall revere your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in his glory, when he has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer. Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come to you. Let this be written for the generation to come. Let his future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his holy height. From heaven he beheld the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come to you. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The seed is the word of God, Christ the sower. All who come to him will live forever. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am going away, and you'll look for me, but you'll die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, he's not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, what I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true. What I heard from him, I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He's not left me alone because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There was a very fervent woman that made this fervent prayer to the Lord, and it was this. Very short, but from the very depths of her heart, she said, Lord, give me patience right now. Let's talk about that, because that's the topic or the theme of the first reading. The patience and the lack of patience of the Israelite people that were traveling through the desert. Yesterday in my Ignatian forum, I told the story of St. Philip Neri, and I think I'd like to tell it again. St. Philip Neri was a saint that lived in the 1500s in Rome, known as the second apostle of Rome. He would carry with him a Bible and a joke book, because he liked to tell a lot of colorful stories. You know, even when he was about to be canonized, the commission came together, and the devil's advocate said he can't become a saint because he used somewhat ribald, somewhat vulgar language of the streets of Rome, because he dealt with the young people. He used their idiomatic expressions. So this man and the commission was saying he really can't become a saint because his speech was not polished. And all of a sudden, the commission looked up their eyes, and after Philip Neri had died, he appeared to them, and he went like this. Okay, there you have it. A little bit of comic relief in the midst of the coronavirus, okay? But there are a lot of colorful anecdotes in the life of Philip Neri. And one was this. He was very persnickety and very meticulous in his church. In other words, he was very refined with respect to liturgy, and he liked everything in its right place. And what happened was, he was praying like this woman, "Lord, give me patience," but he didn't say right now. He said, "Lord, give me patience," because I think we can all grow in the virtue of patience. So he was praying for patience, and he would say Mass every day in one of the churches in Rome. And all of a sudden, a new sacristan arrives, and he's the exact opposite of Philip Neri. He's not punctual, he puts everything in the wrong place, breaks everything, dirty, disheveled, in other words, the spiritual exercise were called to order the disordered. He was disordering the order. The exact opposite. Instead of ordering the disorder, he was disordering the ordered. And Philip Neri was saying, every day it was getting worse, and he was about to lose his patience. And he's saying, "Lord, give me patience." So the sacristan got worse and worse, and he kept saying, "Lord, give me patience." It got worse and worse. He said, "Lord, give me patience." And finally heard the Lord say, "Well, I sent you the sacristan. That's the opportunity to practice patience." So all of us, like Philip Neri, all of us like the Israelites traveling through the desert, we're in a desert experience in this coronavirus. In a certain sense, that's a good image. We're in the desert because we can't have the holy sacrifice of the Mass, at least in public worship. You can't receive communion, but you can make good fervent communion, spiritual communions. And also we're all kind of enclosed in our homes, as the president said, for about another month. So we have to really beg for patience. So I like to suggest various ways that we can grow in patience. I'd like to give you five suggestions, okay? So we can all grow for the virtue of patience. The first is this. Many times you hear me quoting St. Ignatius of Loyola, who is the instrument that God chose to give us the spiritual exercises. What he constantly says in the meditations is to beg for the grace. So we should be begging for the grace of patience. Beg for the grace to be patient. And God will God will give us that grace if we beg for that virtue insistently. And get ready, he's probably going to send you the sacristan, though, okay? Okay, that sacristan is going to arrive in one disguise or another. So be ready for the sacristan. Be ready for the sacristan. Okay, so that the first we have to beg for the grace. Second is, during the course of the day, we just have to be ready and prepared that things are not going to go your way. They're not going to go your way. Mother Teresa said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, okay? So we have to be ready to have our plans interrupted. How many of us have had our plans disrupted because of this coronavirus? I myself, as a priest, I'm pretty active as a priest. I had tons of programs, no masses and exercises. I was invited to go to EWTN yesterday. I would have been on EWTN yesterday. A lot of activities. I listened to Patrick Madrid. He had all these invitations he had for a long, long time, and had to be canceled. So all of us right now were forced to practice patience because of this coronavirus that God has sent to us. So just don't be taken off guard. In other words, if you like a boxing image, you know, now and then he's going to give you a hook, or maybe a swift uppercut, if I can use a boxing image, no? If you like a baseball image, you're expecting a strike, he might throw a curveball. Maybe a brushback pitch, maybe a slider, and maybe even I used to be able to throw the knuckleball. It's kind of a floater, you know? So these knuckleballs can come at you. No, we don't want to. So the third thing I'd like to suggest is make the way of the cross. Make the stations of the cross, my friends. In, what, about 5 days we enter into Holy Week. So next Sunday is going to be Palm Sunday. And a very good practice is the practice of the Stations of the Cross. I had a spiritual director back at Villanova many years ago, a layperson, and he said this. Whenever he experienced desolation, and the desolation was pretty strong, he'd go into the church, and he'd make the Stations of the Cross, and by the end of the Station of the Cross, the desolation would disappear. Not bad, huh? Why do you think? Because when you're in desolation, it's the universal negatives. Everything seems to be black. You're in a dark tunnel. You're in a pit, and they're throwing mud on top of you. That's the way we feel. But if you go through the way of the cross, you see how much Jesus suffered. And our suffering, our predicament, dilemma seems to evaporate in thin air. Right? So that's the third suggestion. Fourth suggestion to practice patience would be this. That God is so good that he has forgiven us many times. Reflect upon the many times we have failed God through a moral transgression, through the moral virus that we call sin, and how many times God has forgiven us. God is slow to anger and he's rich in mercy. So if God is so patient with us, we should pray to be also be patient. And patience in three areas. We should be patient with the way God is working with us, individually and collectively, nationally and internationally. We should try to be patient with others. Only God is perfect. Only God is perfect. Pope Francis was made Pope. Someone asked him, who are you? And he said, I'm a sinner. Welcome to the club of sinners. We're all sinners. The just man falls 7 times a day, the Bible teaches us. And then, the last point I'd like to make is, Venerable Father Bruno Lanteri says that when we fall, we make a mistake. It's nunc cepi. Nunc cepi. And what that means is, from Latin into English, is nunc cepi means now I begin. And even if I were to fall 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day, as long as I get up, God is always willing to forgive me. So let's pray that we would practice patience. And think about the patience of the Blessed Virgin Mary as she stood underneath the cross watching her son die. How patient Mary was during her whole life, especially in the critical moment as her son was dying on the cross. And Jesus says this, by your patience, you will save your souls. Amen. O God, your Son was lifted up on the cross so that all who look upon him with the eyes of faith might be saved. We'll respond, make your church a living sign of your love. You sent your Son to bring glad tidings to the lowly. May the lowly in our midst read the gospel in your people's acts of love. Make your church a living sign of your love. You sent your Son to heal the brokenhearted. May the brokenhearted of our world find relief in your people's compassion. Make your church a living sign of your love. You sent your Son to proclaim liberty to captives. May those imprisoned in addiction, loneliness, and despair find hope in your people's active concern. Make your church a living sign of your love. Let us pray. You saved us from death by your death, O Lord. You raised us to life by your rising. Deepen your people's communion with you in life and in death through our observance of Lent, who live and reign with God the Father and the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of your human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creations, for through your goodness we have with the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We offer you, Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation, that being moved to compassion, you may both pardon our offenses and direct our wavering hearts. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and ever to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God, for through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty, since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed, and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which shall be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith, we proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, and Jose, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on your soul, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer to each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy to enter my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. When I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all to myself, says the Lord. Thank you. Right now we're going to expose the Blessed Sacrament for a few minutes. If you haven't already made your spiritual communion, make a very fervent spiritual communion. Ask the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to enter in the very depths of your soul and praise Him, adore Him, worship Him, love Him, and just pour out your heart to the Lord. Sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Cherubim, sing with us, ye seraphim. Heaven and earth resound the hymn. Salve, 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 Regina. Salve, salve. Salve Regina.